Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Bill Murray plays President Franklin D. Roosevelt conducting a dangerous affair with his fifth cousin, among others, in the historical melodrama Hyde Park on Hudson.
What do you say you and I get out of here? Go someplace quiet?
They'll see us. She's obviously his mistress.
And that mousy cousin, well played by Laura Linney, isn't the only woman demanding attention from the president. There's also another mistress, his wife, his mother, and the Queen of England, who, with King George, comes for a memorable visit in 1939 to the president's upstate New York estate.
The king seemed nervous.
Without some help from us, there soon might not be an England to be king of.
If there's a war, America could be persuaded to help.
Bill Murray makes no real attempt to capture FDR's famous resonant voice or his captivating charisma. So the movie ends up making Roosevelt look pathetic rather than powerful. There's also an insulting portrayal of the British royal family, the same king and queen much more affectionately treated in the Oscar winner The King's Speech. Here, they're low-life losers, like nearly all the characters in what becomes a drawing room farce. Historians are unsure as to whether Roosevelt's intimate relationship with the Laura Linney character, whose real name was Margaret Sukley, was ever sexual or not. But moviegoers can be sure that Hyde Park on Hudson is a dismal dud. Rated R for strong, harsh language and sex references. 2 stars for Hyde Park on Hudson, which ought to remain hidden.